time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, team of Nick and Nick here every week on msonewsports.com. What's going on, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Postseason is up. That's what's up. Yep. Everything starts this week. The real season begins. The pretenders are gone. The contenders are here. All right. We're going to open up this show with a little field hockey and volleyball look, see who we got for Merrimack Valley teams. And we're going to skip soccer because they're not out yet.
I just refreshed the page.
Yeah, me too.
My AA Twitter.
Yeah, we're anxiously waiting for those. But at the time of this recording, our deadline is pretty much now. So this is Wednesday morning. So we got to roll with what we got. And what we got to talk about is plenty. Andover, your top seed in field hockey for the Merrimack Valley area at number two at 17-1, matching number one Walpole at 17-1. So Andover will be facing the winner of Newton North and New Bedford. That's a prelim game that takes place. No details yet on when Andover will be playing. Right behind them, Nick, is Chelmsford at number six. We talked to Chelmsford coach Susan D'Agostino earlier in the year, doing some good things with the Lions over there. 13-4 at number six. And Central, number 14, right?
Yep. Yes.
10-6-2. North Andover clocking in at 26 at 8-7-3. Just on the outskirts before them, Westford Academy, right?
Yeah.
12-4-2.
They're kind of like the North Reading of the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah. And Methuen finishes it up way at the bottom there, number 33 at 9-9. So if you're looking at what Chelmsford has to face, they actually already have an opponent lined up. It's going to be tonight, 6 o'clock at Chelmsford, facing a Brookline Field Hockey. Yeah. Do not know what the deal is with them.
But I don't know much about them either.
27 seed at 7-6-5. All right, let's see what we got for D2.
Not seeing anyone in two. My eyes are not as keen as they are. No, Tewksbury at number 32.
Oh, way down.
Nine. Yeah, so they will have Fitchburg, number 33, on Thursday night to tonight at Dowsett Stadium. And the winner gets Masconomet, the one seed.
So. The one seed, okay. So tough road ahead, but I got to take care of business first tonight against Fitchburg. Good luck to the Redmen. Still called the Redmen, right? As far as we know?
Yes, as far as I know, yeah. Yet.
Nope. All right. Division 3 for field hockey. Let's take a look.
I don't think we got anything here either.
Yep. Nope. Good there. And got to be nothing for 4, right?
Yeah, unless it's one of those tech schools like Shoshin or...
Yeah, too big.
Which I'm not even seeing. I'm not even seeing anybody.
No. All right. No, it's a little light in the field hockey department for 3 and 4 for sure. Let's move on to volleyball, see who we got for contenders in the Merrimack Valley in that sport. Andover, another Andover team way up. Number 6, 15-4. So you get the volleyball team in the top 10, the field hockey team in the top 10, the football team in the top 10 for Andover. I don't know.
Having a good athletic season over
yeah.
there.
And who knows about soccer? Right?
Probably good.
Yeah. Methuen, right behind them at number 8 for volleyball, 18-2. Man, I want to say, Nick, we talked to the Tewksbury volleyball coach.
Yeah, we definitely back. Did.
Yeah.
Absolutely did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, okay. We'll see where they stack up. But Andover, Methuen are in the mix there, top 10 for Division I volleyball. Haverhill just outside at number 11 at 13-4. Seems like a pretty good volleyball conference.
Yeah, it does. Valley. You got Chelmsford in there too, all the way down to 22, and Lowell at 32. I know they only won 5 matches. That does show the strength of the conference there. If you got a 5-win team sneaking into the field.
Yeah, North Andover 25 as well.
Oh, they have, sorry, I missed North Andover.
They also have a losing record. So
okay, yeah.
Doesn't matter much. If for Merrimack Valley losing record, you're probably still getting in based on your strength of schedule there. What was I looking at? One or two?
That was one we were looking at. We're on two now, which looks like the highest is Billerica, number 11, with a 14-6 record.
Yep. And outside of that, it's lonely. The Merrimack Valley looks
That's it.
Okay.
Tewksbury was in Division One.
Where did we find
Tewksbury in three? They're probably in three.
Probably in three. Yep. Okay. Let's move on to
the second seed in number three at 16-4.
Ah, okay. Yep. Yeah. We talked to their coach. Good things are happening in that school for sure.
And that's it for that.
Yeah. And that'll probably do it, right? Because I don't imagine. Let's take a quick look, you know, at number four for volleyball. Of course, we in the other show talked about Ipswich and Linfield being one and two. And this show, we look at Low Catholic coming in at 17 for 11-7 record, right? Shawshing Valley right behind them at 18, 12-5, and then 19. Whittier, so 13-7. So Merrimack Valley, 17 through 19.
Not bad. Not bad.
And that does it for that one. And then the final division is Division 5. Or Merrimack Valley, seeing if anyone snuck in there. Smallish schools, not usual. I don't see anybody.
That's not many of them.
Okay. All right. There's your field hockey and volleyball report. All the action taking place this week, and we'll continue on for the next couple of weeks in those sports. Looking forward to soccer as well. We'll have you covered on that next week. All right, for now, though, let's take a break. We're going to get to our one and only guest of the day for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, going to be the Billerica football coach, talking about his undefeated season and chances in the postseason. Stay right with us.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self-Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. I'm Nick Hasher, Nick Cuckoo, the team of Nick and Nick, and here with our one and only guest today. It is Billerica football coach Dwayne Sigsbury. Coach, what's going on, man?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Postseason, early November here. You guys gearing up for the big matchup coming on Friday night at Billerica. You got the number 7 seed after an 8-0 record, hosting Westfield, number 10. Everyone wants to know now. Let's start there. Anything you know about Westfield?
Yeah, they, you know, on film, they seem very, you know, they have good size up front, and they have a couple of good running backs and a quarterback that's, you know, pretty quick. Looks to be on film that the games that they may have lost, they didn't have the full complement of players. And their running back is probably going to be the best running back we've seen all year. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne, this looks like a pretty stacked bracket. I mean, in Division III, I mean, you got great records all over the place. You know, maybe a couple four-win teams at the bottom, but it looks like there's really nowhere to hide here.
Yeah, there's nowhere to hide. And like we were talking, you know, you're going to have to play the Iron eventually, so why not start right out and play great teams? And, you know, our bracket on our side might be a little bit tough with North Attleboro and, you know, teams of that nature on that side of the bracket. But, you know, Division III is... you know, it's good football, and I think any of the teams that are in the Division III would fare well against, you know, Division II and some Division I teams. So it's good football.
Yeah, yeah, not much difference for sure. And then, you know, going back to the regular season, I mean, just 8-0, I'm sure there's historic implications with that. You know, going 8-0 and going undefeated in the regular season is incredible, especially when you're going through the MVC. I mean, man, you know, talk about that run through the Merrimack Valley. And you know, even if you lost a couple of games, you're still going to be so tough and tournament ready once you come out of that.
Yeah, you're battle tested when you're playing the Merrimack Valley, whether it's the large or the small. It's an incredible, incredible, you know, league. It really is. 11 teams in that league. You have to show up every night or you're not going to win. And, you know, we proved that against North Andover. And, you know, we were lucky to come out of there with a win. And it's just, Like you said, you're battle tested. You're ready to play anybody once you get through that schedule.
Mm-hmm. Right, take us to, you know, kind of the strengths of the team. I mean, when you guys are playing at your best, what are you doing well?
Yeah, we're pretty balanced, you know, between the run and the pass. You know, our quarterback has big numbers right now, but our running back could have the same numbers if you know, things were, you know, maybe distributed differently. And we have unbelievable wide receivers. And our offensive line, I don't think gets enough credit for all that they do. They're paving pretty big holes for our guys to run through. So I think we have the full complement as far as, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. And we're lucky we have a little bit of depth. You know, we've been with, you know, 3 starters in the secondary who are also great offensive guys for us over the last 3 weeks. We got one of them back 2 weeks ago, but... you know, the other 2 guys haven't played in a while, and they're back practicing this week. So we're seeing if they're going to be able to go on Friday night. So that'll make us only stronger.
Yeah, Coach, you talked about last postseason too last year. Did you lose to, say you lost to, was it North? Who would you lose to?
We lost to North Attleboro on the Final Four.
Yeah, and they end up going on to lose to Marblehead. So
yes.
Kids have been there. What's the mess? I mean, they know what's at stake. They know how it feels. They know the nerves that come with the tournament. You know, what's your message going into that game Friday night to the kids about just taking it all in, but being composed and remembering there's 4 quarters, it's a football game, let's see what happens.
Exactly. You're 100% right. It's 4 quarters, it's 48 minutes, and you have to play every down like it's your last down. If you don't, that's when big plays for the other teams happen, whether you're on offense or defense or special teams. You just got to, you know, rely on your fundamentals and your techniques and, you know, make sure that, you know your alignment, your assignment, and do it to the best of your ability every time the ball snapped. And our guys have been doing that all year long. And even if we make a mistake or there's a hiccup somewhere along the line, we've been able to battle the adversity and, you know, move on to the next play.
Absolutely. Dwayne, tell us about you know, your captains and what they bring to the table for you guys.
They're just awesome leaders. They really are. They do a great job as far as, you know, just making sure the younger guys are doing the right things, making sure that the younger guys are, you know, understand what the culture and what the program's all about. And, you know, they take great pride in it. And, you know, when I first got the job in Billerica, not everybody was, you know, excited to wear a Billerica Letterman's jacket. And now everybody's ordering them and they're walking around with their chest out and proud. So that makes me happy.
So why was that, Coach? Did you come in a kind of like a down period with participation? There was a lot of seasons.
Yeah, well, nothing to do with that. It was, you know, sometimes in high school athletics, when you're in a public school, you don't always have the best talent. And that comes and it goes in cycles. And it went a little bit of a cycle back then. And it wasn't anybody's fault, but it was just, you know, it was a little bit of a changing of the guard. And, you know, I think in 2014, we set a foundation and, you know, when I was 2022 and this is my ninth year there. And, you know, I think we have a very strong program and something that the community and the school system is proud of. And we're just looking forward to representing our town and our school to the best of our ability.
Absolutely. Dwayne, going back to the regular season, you had that big win over Tewksbury. It was the first win over them in a while. You know, take us to that moment and what that meant for the program and the momentum it gave you guys.
Yeah, no, it definitely gave us a lot of momentum. Tewksbury, you know, they're, you know, been the team to beat in our conference for a lot of years. Brian Elwood's an unbelievable coach. They have unbelievable athletes. And their community loves football just like Billerica. And it's been a dogfight for a lot of years. We didn't get over the hump until this year. And it was really a huge confidence booster for our team. Because, you know, when you lose to somebody, you know, so many consecutive times, you start to doubt yourself. And, you know, this team was able to get over that hump and, you know, win this one for a lot of teams that couldn't get over that hump.
Yeah. And it's funny, Nick and I always talked about, when, you know, we were on 104.9 FM on the radio North Shore. And we still have the North Shore Sports Desk, too, as well. And on that show, we always just talk about the Northeastern Conference killers in the postseason. And that would be the two-headed monster of Tewksbury and Billerica. Always finding a way to battle it out and come out on top against those Northeastern Conference teams. But now it's a completely different game. I mean, you don't have to worry about coming out of the North Division now. Now you got a statewide tournament. So, you know, you've been in both, Coach. What do you like about the statewide tournament versus the other one? Do you miss anything about the old format?
Well, I think that in the statewide, you're going to have a true champion. That's kind of fun. And, you know, it's more like you're in Texas or Florida, or, you know, you're actually going to play the best teams in your division and you're going to have one champion. It used to be, you know, I wouldn't say kind of, you know, watered down, but, you know, you had a couple of different champions in it within a division and things of that nature. And I'm in favor of this, you know, format. I would wish that the parents would come out on Sunday, because that's usually your work day to get ready for your opponent. We didn't get our film and the, you know, who we were playing until Monday at 10 a.m. So that you lose a whole day and a half of preparing. Mm-hmm. So that would be something that I'd like to change. Yeah. Cause you know, Sunday's usually the day coaches meetings, you know, breaking everything down, getting, you know, all your information out to your kids over huddle, and, you know, it kind of puts you in a day.
Oh, you know, behind. Yeah. Because Monday you want to start the physical stuff.
Monday, right? You want to get
through a lot of classroom. Yeah,
exactly. So it puts you a day behind, but at the same time, I'm just happy that we're able to have a, you know, true state championship. And you know, there'll be tweaks along the way, and it will get better. But I happen to like.
How is it different too from the old system? I mean, you feel like the grind is a little tougher, right? Because you're theoretically playing a better team each round.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the old system, if you're going back to, you know, that you had, you know, one league, leagues weren't tiered, and, you know, you had a win, you know, it used to be Billerica would have to beat everybody, Central, you know what I mean? You have to beat everybody in the, you know, to move on. And, you know, that way, I think it was probably tougher to get to the Super Bowl, but the teams that you play, I mean, not necessarily all the time, but you get to, your North Attleboro and teams like that, or Marblehead, or teams that you might not normally see in a playoff system as you do now.
Yeah. Well, cool. You got a lot of North teams in there, familiar teams, obviously, Wakefield, Masco, yep. Revere, you know, Marblehead's in there again, defending champs. Milton's in like a South team there. So a lot of Eastern Mass representation for sure. Right. And coach, final question, you know, is it just the only gig you have right now is Billerica football for coaching?
I'm a head basketball coach at Austin Prep as well.
You're all over the place. And I Austin Prep basketball. So I got to ask, you know, when Wayne Sigsbury hangs it up someday.
Yep.
You know, are they going to look back and say, you know, I remember that guy as the football coach or as the basketball coach? What's going to be the legacy?
I enjoy coaching softball with my wife. It might be as the softball.
Oh, there you go. No, Is that you?
Yeah, we know we do Woburn High School softball.
Woburn varsity.
Yeah, she's the head coach, and I kind of hang around and help out.
Wow. Wow. Yep. Ricka football in the fall, yep. Austin Prep basketball in Reading in the winter, and then spring softball in Woburn. You are all over. Where do you live?
All over. I live in Woburn.
Okay, there you go. So, man,
that's a good central location for that.
It is. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, coach. Well, man, it's been great to catch up with you again. I know you have some North Shore connections with us down in Cape Ann. It was fun to work with you then, and fun to work with you now. So, best of luck to Billerica going against Westfield Friday night, 7:00 at Billerica, looking for the ninth straight win this year. But as far as they're concerned, I'm sure you're 0-0 right now. Coach, best of luck.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, have a good one.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Coach Sigsbury, Billerica football in the books. On the other side, we're just going to wrap up with our Merrimack Valley football report.
It's that time of year again at Sullivan Tire, and our Black Friday inflation-busting sale event is so big, it's happening all month long. You'll save on just about every tire brand we sell, including Michelin, Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Kelly, Continental, General, Bridgestone, and more. Save more with mail-in rebates on select brands and instant savings on the Sullivan Tire Alignment and Protection Package with the purchase of any tire brand. Save on select auto services, too. Hurry, this sale expires at the end of the month. For details, see SullivanTire.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is our Merrimack Valley Football Report. Don McCashin and Cuckoo wrapping up the show. Okay. All kinds of things going on in Division I, Nick. Fireworks. This is just awesome. Andover 2 and Central 3. 2-3. Those two teams. And, man, am I excited for that potential state quarterfinal matchup. No, that'll be the semifinals.
Potentially.
Andover 2, yeah. Central 3, Andover 8-0, Central 6-2. Who they lose to? Springfield and Andover, right? That's who Central lost to.
Yep, that's it. They beat St. John's Prep.
Yeah. Prep is in that side of the bracket, too. If Andover beats Classical on Friday night at Andover, and St. John's Prep holds serve against Attleboro, Andover and St. John's will play at Andover probably Veterans Day, right? Friday, November 11th.
Mm-hmm, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah, boy, right. That's looking like a great side of the bracket right there.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the rematch, but St. John's Prep, Taunton, Everett are all contenders. So it's not going to, you know, it's not a shoo-in for that matchup to happen. They got to beat some good teams to get to that matchup.
And let's not rule out Methuen, number 8, who is hosting Brockton on Friday night, 7:00. Brockton getting in there at 7-1. Who knows if that's a fraudulent 7-1 or a good one, you know? Mm-hmm. My memories of Brockton are way back in the day, late 80s. So I couldn't tell you if they're still competitive. You don't really hear much about them on the state level.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I don't think they're like Everett now. Good team, but not one of the big boys. The big boys are all the privates now. Well, let's hope Andover can put a wrench into that.
Yeah. Yeah. Andover's and Franklin are like the 1 and 2 publics. And then you got like 4 out of the next 5 slots are privates.
Yeah.
Right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Central, Springfield, Xaverian, and Prep. Okay. And then Taunton at number 6. All right. D2. We got, who do we got? Chelmsford.
Chelmsford. Sorry. At number 5.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. They're contender too in that deep bracket. A lot of teams with a chance in that bracket, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that because Catholic Memorial is the best team in the state, but a lot of matchups that could go either way in that bracket.
Yeah, and Chelmsford at 7-1 on a 7-game winning streak. They're going to open up postseason play by hosting Hingham, the 12 seed, on Friday at 7:00. All right. D3. Bill Ricca, we heard from Dwayne Sigsbury. We know all about them. 8-0. They're opening up against Westfield. Dwayne was telling us doesn't know all that much, right?
Yeah, I'm sure 7-10 is a good game.
Yep. And that's at 7:00 on Friday night at Bill Ricca. No one else there, right?
No one else there. Nope.
Tewksbury is our 4, Division 4 team at number 7 at 5-3. They've been up and down, but competitive as usual.
They're a dangerous middling seed, I think, in that bracket. I know Duxbury is obviously outstanding. Holliston's always good, but don't sleep on Tewksbury, even though they're 7. They might be the most battle-tested team in that bracket, outside of maybe Duxbury.
Yeah, they're hosting Marlboro Friday night, and if they win, they get the winner of 2-seeded Grafton and 15-seeded Falmouth, taking place at Grafton on Friday night at 6. D5. We looking at anyone there?
Yeah, we got unbeaten Shawsheen at number 4. They're the Commonwealth large champs. I saw them in week five or week six. Now they were impressive. They took it to Manchester Essex pretty good. And they're deep and they're tough. And obviously they got a great coach. Al Constable has 200 wins to his name. So
yeah. Shawsheen will be. Where are they? Are they hosting? Why can I see them on the list here?
They are hosting.
Oh, there we go. Worcester Tech.
Okay. Yeah, they should handle that one.
Yep. That's Friday night at 7. Okay. Any Sixers from the Merrimack Valley? No, Division 6.
I don't think so. There's no 7ers either. I think we got to go down to 8.
Okay. Low Catholic, right?
Well, Low Catholic, the number 2 seed. They lost for the first time last week in the regular season. I want to say, was that to Shawsheen? But they're still good. 7-0. They won the Commonwealth Division 2 conference this season. So they're, they got a good team. They're battle tested. They lost to Greater Lowell last week, which kind of a bit of an upset. Sorry, Greater Lawrence. Wow, that's a big upset.
Huh.
Greater Lawrence was ranked in the top 16 in their division. I want to say Division 6, but didn't get in because they were 2-6.
Ah, okay. Oh, so losing records. Well, you can get in with the.
You got to get 3 wins to get in, which I like. Okay. You know, which I like.
So if you have 2 wins and you're ranked ahead, the other teams bump up if they have 3 wins.
Yeah, that's how Swampscott got in. That's actually what it was. Greater Lawrence was the 16 seed in Division 5. Swampscott jumped them because they had 3 wins and Greater Lawrence had only 2.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. Good fact to know. All right, Nick. So let's end on we we in the last show predicted which division has the best chance to produce a local Super Bowl champ, and I'm just going to have to go with one. I mean, it's not really
right off the bat.
Hard math there. We have the two and three seed, right? Is that the case?
I'm going to play devil's advocate again and take Bill Ricka at that seven seed with the best chance.
Okay. Yeah, they're undefeated, you know. And but I got my money on the 2, 3, and 8 seeds in Division One, all coming out of the Merrimack Valley Conference. Mm-hmm. So, all right, let's call it a show. That is it for Merrimack Valley Sports Desk for another week. We are here every Thursday morning, produced on msonewsports.com, run by Kelly Media. Nick, anything? Any final words?
No, just looking forward to see who survived.
All right. Talk to everyone next week. Have a good one, everybody.